Good morning, Dr. Vikram.
Good morning.
This is a very beautiful herbal garden, and today you spared some time.
Yeah, very pleasant morning.
Today, actually, I invited you here to know your views about Shilajit, because the many viewers, they call me and they ask about the benefits because of the purity test you shown on YouTube earlier. There are so many queries about benefits and how to use, who can use. So we need more information on this Shilajit. Please explain.
Yeah, last time we shot a video on how to test Shilajit.
Yeah.
So there were some, it is so powerful that it can even dissolve mercury in it.
Yeah.
So it is a nature's wonder. In Ayurveda it is mentioned that there is no disease which Shilajit cannot win. So it is practically recommended in almost every disease. Mm-hmm. It is a very misconception among some of the Ayurvedic doctors that, and even people, that Shilajit is very hot in nature.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that hot. It is slightly warm.
Okay.
In potency. Mm-hmm. So it is not. It doesn't cause blood pressure. It doesn't cause heat in the body. It doesn't cause too much fire imbalance. So it is slightly warm in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And Shilajit, as the name says, Shila means the rock.
Okay.
And Jit means the, actually the meaning of Jit is resin.
Uh-huh.
Exudate coming from the rock.
Okay.
In Himalayan range,
uh-huh,
the exudate comes out when the sun is there on the mountain.
Okay.
The exudate comes out. Uh-huh. And people, they just scrap off the mountains and the exudate.
Okay.
And then they just use it as it is. Uh-huh. Using that exudate as it is not what I recommend, because
okay,
it may contain some impurities,
uh-huh,
it may contain some heavy metals, it may contain some microbes, it may contain
infectious things,
infectious or not good for the body.
Okay.
So I would recommend it should be properly purified.
Yeah.
In a lab or in some place where it should be cleaned properly.
Okay.
So, and standardized extract should be prepared.
Okay.
So what I use, I recommend to my patients standardized extract,
mm-hmm,
of Shilajit. And Shilajit is recommended in almost every disease, as I told you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In diabetes, it is wonderful. In
diabetic,
diabetes everywhere now, everybody, most of the people.
Yeah, many patients are there.
Incidence has increased a lot.
Yeah.
So in diabetic neuropathy, it is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
When there is tingling sensation in the legs, in the arms, due to sugar, uncontrolled diabetes.
Yeah.
So diabetic neuropathy, it is very good. In uncontrolled diabetes, it is very good. In weakness due to diabetes, it is very good.
Okay.
In sexual weakness, due to diabetes or in general,
okay,
any patient suffering from,
uh-huh,
erectile dysfunction or sexual weakness or premature ejaculation,
mm-hmm,
or general weakness of the nervous system.
Okay.
So it is very good for that.
Uh-huh.
For asthma, it is not very not many people they use for asthma, but asthma I have seen wonderful result in increasing the immunity, in preventing the asthmatic attacks.
Okay.
So asthma, I recommend 1 capsule to 2 capsules morning, evening.
Uh-huh.
In allergies, all sort of nasal allergies,
uh-huh,
low immunity.
Okay.
Even in children, one can give 1 capsule every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, children who are suffering from recurrent this tonsillitis attacks, recurrent rhinitis or cough,
uh-huh,
and cold.
Uh-huh.
People who usually get a cough and cold.
Okay.
Their immunity is very low.
Uh-huh.
In those cases, this is very useful. In low eyesight also, I use with amla.
Okay.
In general debility, and
uh-huh,
there is weakness, fatigue, tiredness.
Okay.
It is, it is rich, it contains at least 85 microminerals.
Okay, so it's a herbal multi.
It's a herbal mineral compound.
Oh, great.
Basically, when the Indian plate collided with the Chinese, Asian plate,
uh-huh,
millions of years ago,
uh-huh,
many plants and the living matter, they were buried in the
Himalayan range.
Humic acid is humus is a substance which is just before the conversion of the or the matter into the petroleum.
Okay.
That is called humus.
Uh-huh.
So Shilajit is made from that humus. That is richest source of all the minerals and vitamins and essential nutrients required for the body. So that humus contains fulvic acid, which is an ingredient of this Shilajit.
Okay.
So Shilajit is what I would recommend to everybody.
That's great, Dr. Vikram. It's basically what I feel is the best supplement one can add to his daily life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Vikram.
Thank you.